This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in the can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody going to Africa anytime soon? We got this hour a question of the day related to that kind of travel, what you can do to prepare and stay well. That's coming up. RobertScottBell.com. All the links, show notes are up, including upcoming events, supporting sponsors, anything you want to know. There it is. 866-939-BELL is the number to call right now. Or when we're off the air, you can leave me a message. 866-939-2355. Again, welcoming all of our new listeners coming off of the, I don't know, this is the third time they've replayed it, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And we've got lots of questions coming off of that we're going to get to. But first up, Big Pharma. They want to vaccinate unborn babies. Well, that means they're in the womb. They're in utero. They're in mommy. They're developing in mommy. And this is an offshoot of the 21st Century Cures Act. I don't know if you heard about this, but they were talking about the future. We're going to invest billions of dollars. We're going to make sure everybody gets well or stays well or doesn't get sick. How? By vaccinating you and everybody. Many times over. They're going to come and get you. If they didn't get you yet, they're going to get you later, because these include the movement toward adult mandates for vaccination. So, Super Don, don't think you're going to get to run and hide. They're coming after you.
Maybe they better not.
Well, I'd say so. They better not, but I'm just saying. They're looking to go everywhere. And, you know, it's an amazing thing here, this 21st Century Cures Bill. And they were like, well, we need to modernize modern medicine. Really? What were you doing all of this time? In fact, they've modernized it to the point where it has no relationship to healing. It's all about poisoning people, suppressing symptoms, intoxicating you, or injecting you. And now to say we want to inject little babies that aren't even born yet? The hell is going on here? Now, they broke up the bill because it passed the House, but in the Senate they broke it up into a bunch of little pieces. But they're considering them in Congress any day in this lame duck session. And this idea of amending the current vaccine schedule to include more vaccines for pregnant moms-to-be, Senate Bill S-2742, Promoting Biomedical Research and Public Health for Patients Act. That sounds really bad to me already. Now listen to, this is actual language from the bill. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, for purpose of this subtitle, both a woman who received a covered vaccine while pregnant and any child who was in utero at the time such woman received the vaccine shall be considered persons to whom the covered vaccine was administered and persons who received the covered vaccine. Now, do you see a problem with this, Super Don? This is going to go into very controversial territory. But if this bill passes, what does it acknowledge about the developing baby in utero?
Well, yeah, this kind of opens up a can of worms, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, right? And who is more for vaccine mandates than Democrats? You're not going to like this, Democrats, if this goes through, because they just established personhood for the baby in the mother, right?
Because all they do is say in utero. That's
in
it.
Utero. That's right.
How far back do we get to count under that definition?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's wide open. If the woman's pregnant, that baby is a person. Now you're screwed, right, if you want an abortion, because you've just now said abortion is murder through this. This is an ironic or an unintended consequence. Might be one of the better ones, but I'm still not for the bill because it wants to expand the target on vaccines to develop more vaccines to be used while the woman is developing that baby. While that baby is in, the bun is in the oven, as they say, the baby's in the oven, just kind of cooking up to come on out. And they're in this language, they're adding to the schedule, and if it's on the CDC schedule, this is the other thing. You moms-to-be, you get these vaccines during pregnancy, and something happens to you or your baby, you can't sue the maker of the vaccination. You can't sue the doctor who administered it. You can't sue the person in government. You actually have to sue the government and say, hey, this happened to me, and you've got to prove it, and then maybe, just maybe, they'll give you some money. But you can never be compensated for the loss, really. And that's what this is all about. Because the greatest profit Big Pharma has in the future, maybe even a little bit now, because there are very few blockbuster drugs on the horizon. Blockbuster drugs are considered drugs that you give to somebody for life. You convince a whole swath of the population that they need them and that they have to be on them forever, like statin drugs or SSRI drugs. We can go on and on about these things. Those are the blockbusters. Those are the profitable ones that make billions and billions and billions. And then when they get fined by the FDA because they ended up killing some people or a lot of people, they get fined a couple of million, which is about a penny to them. And this is where it's going. Now, the vaccines are the future. Why? Not because they're good medicine, not because they're safe or efficacious, but simply because they got a racket since the 1986 Childhood Vaccine Injury Compensation Program came into being, and in 88 the court went into effect. Over $3 billion have been paid out, taxpayer funds paid out to families who were victimized, children who were injured or killed, and now even adults. As we talked about yesterday, by the way, Lori Gregory was on from the Mom Street Journal, and since we were on the air yesterday, the article came out with all of the reference points. You've got to read it. It's in the show notes from yesterday. And what was yesterday, the 20-something, 28th? So go back and look at that, link up, read on it, or listen to the interview from yesterday in the archives. Super Don, did you put it up as a special episode? I think you did.
I did, yep. It's up on SoundCloud, and okay. I think we've got it out on Facebook and Twitter, but I'll go ahead and send it out again for everybody okay. who's paying attention.
How are we doing on the SoundCloud updates? Are we getting closer to current time?
Creeping we're getting there. We'll be caught up here probably in the next couple days.
Okay. So if you want to listen to an archive, the first place, easiest probably, is right here on our syndicator, broadcast syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Then it appears on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. And you got UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and SoundCloud, too. So lots of places and ways to listen. And, of course, you can go to robertscottbell.com, link it up there. So Big Pharma wants to vaccinate unborn babies. They acknowledge in this 21st Century Cures Act, S-2742, that there are persons. Democrats are going to freak if they get this thing passed because it means you would have to acknowledge killing a baby in the act of abortion because they've been acknowledged as persons in this act. Very, very interesting. Now, why the federal government is even busy writing regulations or semi-regulations about who should be vaccinated, how much, and when? Did it ever occur to you that these dunderheads who can't even run their own checkbook, much less the checkbook of the people, are not probably the best people to decide what vaccines are real and good, and nor should they trust the CDC with that which is legitimate science? Because we've seen so much, like with the whistleblower and others, claiming there are cover-ups going on there. And there are no legitimate safety studies, no legitimate efficacy studies. And they change and measure, you know, the measuring stick changes all the time. We've talked about how do you determine success? The flu shot worked? Well, it worked, what, 14% of the time? What does that mean? It means that they theorize, because I don't think they actually found this out, that 14% of the people that got a flu shot had an antibody response. Doesn't mean they didn't get the flu. That's not the requirement. In order for the flu shot to be considered it worked, they have to say, well, we can titer you and show you that the antibodies did work. You triggered an antibody response with the antigens. And, of course, with more antigens throwing into the newborn baby body while it's still in mommy, you're going to talk about a disaster of epic proportions. And I think part of this game And I don't know how many people are thinking along these lines, but think about this. They want to desperately disavow your experience and knowledge that you know the vaccines are contributing directly to the manifestation of autism after these shots are given. And what they could do, they would have some level of plausible deniability. It wouldn't work here, but they think they could probably sell the American public on it that still fawns and worships the doctors. And they could say, wow, look, these babies are being born with autism. We told you it was genetic, because they're giving now more and more vaccines during pregnancy. You see where that could go, Super Don? You see how this could benefit the vaccine industrial complex in addition to the profits they'll make?
Well, they don't want that, do they?
I think they do.
Of course. Yes, yeah. I do see how that is. And this is, I think, part of maybe a grander plan, wouldn't you say?
Well, it is. And, you know, again, begs the question, too, of a new Trump administration. Trump, we would acknowledge, is not in the auspices of Big Pharma. He doesn't owe them anything. He's suspicious of them. He's suspicious of vaccines. He knows what they can do firsthand, secondhand. And so unless they, well, again, this is par for the course, too. The old, here, you're president now. Let me take you into this room and watch this film. And you get the film, you know, there's that Bruder film of the Kennedy assassination. Suddenly they're showing you a film with 10 different angles that have never before been revealed. And then the lights go on and they say, any questions? And suddenly the president does whatever they say. And, of course, that's why I say, you know, when we look back at Obama, whatever you like him, you don't. We're not big fans of him and what he did. They started out being anti-GMO, pro-organic, and suddenly that went away. Why? What happened? Were they threatened, or was it just a matter of convenience that they went political there? Is that going to happen to Donald Trump? That's why I say don't expect a political savior, because the system is so corrupt. Only one man I know got in and got out and wasn't corrupted. And you know who that is, Super Don. Barry Manilow.
Exactly. Yes.
No, Ron Paul, of course.
The great senator from Copacabana, Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow. Yes. So check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Super D, real quick before we go to break, did you have, I know you dropped off there, the Nickelback story. I thought it was a bad idea because the Nickelback's music kind of encourages bad behavior on the road.
It does. Actually, most of their songs do, if you think about it. If you listen to the lyrics of their songs, it's all party music for the most
part.
Right.
The Royal Canadian Mounties wanting to encourage bad behavior as they're catching you in the act. That's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, so let's have a party in the back of the police cruiser. No, that's not going to help.
Rethink that policy, Canadians.
Yeah.
You hockey pucks. God love you. We do love you, all right? Just so precious. Isn't that special, or is it that's just so adorable? All right, we're going to come back. Be adorable. We got a question of the day on traveling outside of the country to Africa.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back at it, folks. Broadcast healing like nowhere else in the media. Happy to be here with you. And we've got, again, more to do. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We can't get enough. What can I say? We can't get enough. And there was an old, what was the bad company? I can't get enough of your love. When I was in a garage band in high school, Super Don, we played that song. You remember Bad Company?
Really?
Yeah.
Of course I do. Yeah.
Just remembering all those, those memories going way back. That's truly
classic rock. Although it's funny because classic rock to us is not what is considered classic rock now.
What is classic rock now?
Classic rock now is like stuff that came out in like the 90s and stuff. People are like, oh, that's classic rock.
No way. Seriously?
Can you believe that? Yeah,
classic rock?
Totally, yeah.
Is it 90s?
Our classic rock is literally being considered oldies now.
There's no classic rock from the 90s. He's got to be mistaken.
We're getting older, man. There's nothing we can do about it.
Jeez. Well, Grandpa, you beat me to it, so there we go.
Classic rock sometimes. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Right, okay. No, I don't think I want to. I'd be shocked. I might want to go right back in the bed, go to bed, not come. All right, questions of the day. We already played the theme earlier because we have so many. We've got a couple of more here in this segment. And let's see if we can fit them in. Well, maybe one in the segment. Question of the day. I'm traveling to Africa. This is from Dwayne. Traveling to Africa next year and have been told about all the vaccinations I should take. What would you do if you were traveling to Africa? I don't want to take any. I take selenium, silicon, chromium like you recommend. I'm 60 years old and in good health. Thanks so much. You and Super Don, best dudes on radio.
Aw.
Dude, is that awesome or what? Dwayne, you're rocking it, man. Yeah, I'm with you. Nice. I've been, you know, when I was, the first time I went to Africa, I was only partway there. Right? I went to Nigeria, and we were all threatened with, oh my gosh, you have to get vaccinated, you need malaria prophylaxis. And, you know, I was like, I ain't getting vaccinated. I found a way around it. But I did the melphalocoin. I think it was like once a week. I don't remember. It was many years ago now. And I survived it. I didn't get sick. But a lot of people that took the drug did get sick and got vaccinated, did get sick. The second time I went to Ghana, and same scenario, although I was much further along in where I was as a homeopath. And I was like, nope, not getting vaccinated. And I've got my homeopathic kit. I've got my probiotics. I've got all the things I need to get through this. And guess what? Anybody that did what I did, all the people that followed my, I'm not saying my guidelines. I didn't say you have to do this. I'm just like, this is what I'm doing. You want to do this? Okay. And they were all fine. The people that got malaria were all on the medication, prophylactic medication. They all got vaccinated and they had all the health problems. You know, it's again, more confirmation of what I've seen for many years and what many people are now acknowledging. So Dwayne, I'm with you. I utilize homeoprophylaxis. We have covered HP. You can go back in the archives and listen to some of them. We've got books that we've recommended. You could do a Google search on Cilla Whatcott, our friend Cilla, C-I-L-L-A, Whatcott. And she has also written a book on homeoprophylaxis. If you can find the homeopathic doctors or companies that are supplying some of these nosodes, right, for yellow fever, for malaria, different things that they say you have to get shot for, you can utilize the nosodes. That's what I did. And, of course, there are remedies like instead of melphalocoin for malaria, we use phosphorus, homeopathic phosphorus, along with the first remedy that got homeopathy started pretty much, which was quinine or cinchona or China, as it was called, China officinalis, which is the homeopathic remedy that addresses the manifestation of fevers like in malaria. So we're able to address all of that. Now, of course, since the years of my homeopathic training, I've also integrated silver hydrosol. So travel with the silver, definitely. We know what it can do. And, of course, travel with a lot of probiotics because the seat of your immune system is the gut, the microbiome. Yes, the microbiome, the bacteria that are there. And if you're not sure that the probiotics are sticking, if you know what I mean, then before you go to Africa, do a couple of weeks on the Silver Aloe Protocol, and that'll clean the system out and get you ready to replenish and repopulate the good guys to keep you as strong as ever. And, of course, keep your liver strong, because if you get a temporary setback, the liver is going to be congested and strained. You want to help it through, whether it be dandelion, whether it be homeopathic detoxification remedies, or whether it be what you're already taking, Dwayne. Extra selenium. Travel with loads of selenium, silica and chromium especially, but the selenium really powerful in counteracting some of these things that damage or attack the liver and excretory system. All right, folks, it's free of charge here. All I ask you to do is support those folks that support this message. Check out the show notes. You'll know who they are. Go to robertscottbell.com right now, and we've got more questions to answer after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, with all those questions, we still got at least two more to cover today on the air. Thank you for submitting them at robertscottbell.com. Occasionally, we also check out the social networks like the Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. There's a fans page on Facebook as well as my page. And where else? Twitter, at RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media, although Superdon doesn't do a lot of tweeting, you can follow him at It's Superdon, ITS Superdon. Let's see, and Captain Morgan has a Twitter account as well, our assistant producer that puts those notes together every day. Thank you to her. Let's see, we got questions of the day, we got comments of the day. I'm just thinking of what else I might be missing here. Oh, yeah, you know what? I did want to mention our friends at CV Sciences. the plus CBD oil. I had a guy I was talking to today earlier, and man, I talked with him last week, and I said, listen, you got a lot going on, but you can't pay attention to a word I say. You're so anxious that anything I tell you that you can do, you're going to call me back and you're going to say, what was that you told me to do? And that's what happened. A week later, he calls back. He says, what was it that you told me to do? I said, I told you. And so what I told the guy, I said, you need cannabidiol. You need the CBD. I mean, you're so anxious about every step of the way. And there are people that get that way. I'm not criticizing. I'm just, they're in a genuine state of anxiety all of the time. And it's like, you don't want to go on an anti-anxiolytic drug. Those are devastatingly dangerous. And the CBD, one of the greatest things it does is it takes you out of anxiety. And so I said, get the CBD, go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you can order it there. She says, but how much should I take? I said, listen, I can't tell you how much you need to take. You need to find out. You start slow. You build up to the point where you say, this is what I need, and then you plateau. And if you go too far, you're going to take a nap. Not a big deal, right? So anyway, we'll see if we got through to him today. But you can go to pluscbdoil.com, and they got 15% off deals thanks to Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. You, that's you. Thank you to CB Sciences for letting that be, you know, ongoing. RSB15 is the code when you check out. RSB15. If you're not sure where to go, link up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Also, Ease Magnesium, taking you out of anxiety, too. And you can go to Activation Products. That's linked in the show notes. Same code for 15% off there, too, RSB15. Now, we get questions of the day. We get comments of the day. We get, you know, kind of a throw between the two. But we're going to go with the COTD theme right now.
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, we got a mixed comment question grouping. We're going to go with the comment first. This is from LC, saying, hey, Robert and Super Don. This is to you too, Super Don. So you can't be signing off without permission.
I'm
here.
I'm not signing off. I know.
I just thought about something when listening to your 11/21, November 21st show on Paul Offit. This is what LC is writing. So the pro-vaccine side claims that vaccine injuries are rare. And we know the vax bus has just a fraction of the percentage of all the actual cases of all vaccine injuries. Well, yeah, that is true. Is it possible to get numbers from every school district in the country on their student population that has autism, Asperger's, or any other vaccine injury that requires the school to provide benefits to the kids? Maybe available from state health records? You know, it's an interesting question. It's a valid one. Of course, it gets into dicey territory because you got, you know, privacy concerns. But if you did that without ascribing names or anything associated with the actual people, you should be able to collate that data. But as we found out last night from Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, the government doesn't want to make it easy at all to collate and tabulate such data to show the vast disaster that is the vaccine schedule here in the United States of America. Let's see, what is it? Elsie says, okay, this would, of course, only count children in the school system who are actually getting services and not the ones not getting services. Yeah, that's true. It's not going to be comprehensive. Or not the ones in private school or children too young to go to school. But this could really help to show people just how many vaccine injuries, a portion that is, and how rare it is not. You're right, Elsie. And I think,
but, you know, that information, I mean, it's out there. Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's just a case of whether it's something that's accessible or not.
Well, and the thing, again, going back to yesterday's interview with Lori, how much time do you have to dig it out? Because the government is making it very difficult to pull that information out. You almost have to go Freedom of Information Act requests. Why do you want to know, right? They're going to be very suspicious of these requests. That's why, you know, when Brian Hooker was asking this information on the vaccine, MMR vaccine study, you know, he had other family members requesting it because the pattern would emerge. They're like, oh, don't let any of this out. He might figure it out. And I think that's what Lori has done with the table relating to the numbers that are being paid out, the dollars being paid out to vaccine-injured children and adults. And why the flu vaccine was so stunning, 2014 to 2015, 1,000% increase from 5 million to over 60 million being paid out. Stunning, stunning numbers. And this is something that can no longer be hidden. That's what we say. The shift is on. The veil of illusion is being lifted. I'm not saying that they're not going to try some other false flag terror, psyop on you, but you're less likely to fall for it because you have a mindset that you're suspicious of anything the mainstream media reports on. You're suspicious of anything the government says is true. You find out that most of the time it's not. And that's a very good place to be. Some people complain, it's like you can't trust the government anymore. Well, honestly, you could never trust the government. That's why our founding fathers wrote this Constitution, so that you wouldn't trust the government, so that they couldn't do the things that they're, of course, doing now. Because you, well, in the 20th century, our grandparents and great-grandparents and parents, maybe, started trusting the government a little too much or a lot too much. And we find ourselves in a disaster with autism at epidemic levels and climbing. So, LC, great comments, great questions on there, but you might have to be the one to pull the data and collate it out, just like Lori Gregory is doing from the Mom Street Journal. Unless, Super Don, you have any extra time to do it?
We've got a few minutes.
Yeah, for you to pull out all the data that LC wants us to pull out? I don't think so.
Yeah, here we go. You ready? Ready?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You know, they call me Super Don, but that's no way.
Yeah, that's beyond Super Don. That's like multi-dimensional Don, right? You're simultaneously the Flash in all the multiverses.
Doctor Strange probably couldn't pull that one off.
Yeah, that would be a challenge for him. So, all right, this next one is from Jessica. This is a question. Hello, Robert. I was inspired hearing you speak on your discovery of the silver and aloe being the quickest way to heal a leaky gut on the latest Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium airing. My diagnosis is late-stage Lyme disease, which manifests as MS. You know, that's an interesting point that she brings up. A lot of times, Lyme disease is diagnosed as multiple sclerosis, and it may manifest similarly, but it might be a different causation, okay? But it doesn't mean we have to shift significantly how we're going to take you back out of that. Jessica says she was also on antibiotics for 13 years daily as a child for rheumatic fever. 13 years daily. You know, I don't know, Jessica, honestly, I'm not trying to scare you. It's like, I don't know how you're still breathing, functioning, digesting, having an immune system at all. 13 years of chemo, that's amazing. It shows your constitution is pretty dang strong, very impressive. And the nature of creation is very impressive to withstand that and still be alive. I'm glad you're still here. Maybe we can do something to help you reverse that. She asks, can you please direct me how I can discover more on how to proceed with this protocol in a safe way? What do you think about that, Super Don, a safe way? Do we ever put out a dangerous way to do this? I don't recall.
Well, you know, listen, we like to do things kind of extreme and on the edge when it comes to, healing the gut. Mm-hmm. There are some ways you could do it that would be dangerous,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not aware of any.
Well, I guess if you try to like light the aloe vera juice on fire before
that's
you drink
true.
It,
that could that's be, yeah. true. If you were using, thermite maybe or something.
Yeah, don't do that.
Things out, that might work.
Don't clean out your intestines with thermite because that's like closer to antibiotics than you realize. Well, I think she's asking about the here it is. The recommended dosage, duration, et cetera. Is there herxing on the protocol, right? The Herxheimer effect?
Herxing.
What? No, not like that. It's hurling. Herxing. Nope. Herxheimer is the healing crisis or the aggravation where you feel really rotten. You feel almost worse. Why does that happen? Or is there a way to avoid that? Any suggestions greatly appreciated, Jessica. All right, Jessica, we'll give you some suggestions here. Not recommend. I don't know. It's not advice. Just some thoughts to consider. There is no unsafe way to do this. Because the silver at the levels we're talking about in the hydrosol, very low concentration, measured in micrograms, almost homeopathic. The aloe, of course, is an organic clean aloe, as long as you don't let it go bad, right? If you keep it frozen and thaw out what you need, you're good to go there. But the Herx is the real issue, and especially someone like you, Jessica, that's been on antibiotics for 13 years daily, you're going to have some severe issues where you'll have hypersensitivity responses to this healing protocol. Now, again, it's not dangerous, but it can be discomforting, right? If you have, let's say, an overgrowth of bacteria or yeast and the silver going in there knocks it out, kills it, but your liver is congested so you can't get rid of the debris readily. Your liver and your kidneys are congested. Your lymph is not moving because you haven't exercised because you've been suffering for so long. So all of these things play a role. So our normal adult dosage would be a tablespoon or two That's 15 milliliters to 30 milliliters, a half an ounce to an ounce about, of the silver mixed with the same amount or more of aloe vera juice three times a day on an empty stomach. So if you're concerned about herxing because of your history, you can start with once a day, or you can even go down to like the same amount of aloe, just do less silver, right? A teaspoon of silver instead of three teaspoons, which is a tablespoon, right? Do that once a day. And then try twice and then three times. So build up slowly. See how you're doing. Remember, detox that liver. Help the kidneys. Help the lymph. All the things that I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal, they're in that chapter to give you other adjunct supportive therapies, including the selenium, which is very important for liver function, detox, and glutathione production. The silica for repair, right? So we accelerate what you're already doing, hopefully, and what many people know partially how to do. This protocol, which is, honestly, it's like sweeping the planet now, which is great. It's very exciting because it's so empowering. Because as I say in the book, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. And I'm not saying doctors are mean and evil that they're trying to make you do that, but they're not trained this way. And so if you can prevent this, if you can reverse this, why wouldn't you? And Jessica, I know that's what you're after. Now, in terms of MS, there may be heavy metals as well, but in Lyme disease, we have doctors that are utilizing silver hydrosol orally, rectally, intravenously, off-label. These doctors have the freedom to do that, but the manufacturers of these products can't acknowledge that because of the lack of freedom of speech that we have in these United States. Will it change under a President Donald Trump? Well, his cabinet filled with pro-GMO lackeys, we're not sure yet. We're going to keep an eye on it, and we're not going to back down on these principles of healing and bringing them to you. Back with fish in a pond or an ice skating ring after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Funny enough, we had another question of the day come in while we were on the air today over at robertscottbell.com. Butch asked, what information do you have on curing leaky gut? We got nothing. We got nothing on it, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what that is.
Maybe Butch is not listening tonight, but go back and listen to the show.
Well, Butch what do you call it?
Benefit
of the doubt. That's it.
Right.
Yes. And maybe he's a new listener. But yeah. I'll tell you what, if he's been listening tonight, he knows exactly what to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's all there in Unlock the Power to Heal. Get it on Amazon or go to unlockthepowertoheal.com and you can download the ebook version. And, yeah, it's all there, right? Listen to the show, Butch. Appreciate you asking. Basically, you know, when you have a porous, punctured epithelial lining within the gastrointestinal tract, that's called leaky gut. Now, depending on where it is, they might call it something different, but if you have, you know, porous skin, and I mean beyond just normal pores for sweating, like, you know, somebody's punctured a hole, it's leaky hands, it's leaky skin. It's the same concept. If you have punctured that barrier of your earth suit, that's a problem, and we got to repair it, and that's what we talked about tonight a lot with a lot of the questions, because that's been a focal point of my life since I realized how disastrously destroyed my gut was from modern medicine and food with additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, on top of heavy metals, mercury, and the antibiotics, which is like the napalm for your gut. So, Butch, go check it out. Go listen to the show. Archives are up at GCN pretty much after the show and other places you can see linked in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Final story. We weren't sure where to go with this, and I saw this. I was wondering about this Japanese ice skating rink that was forced to close after a backlash because they had frozen fish under the ice. And I'm like, I don't know if the Japanese culture has a leg to stand on in protesting ice, fish in the ice, because
I think there's more sushi coming out of Japan even today with Fukushima than anywhere. They eat a lot of fish raw.
Literally, it's called the Aquarium of Ice. Okay, there's this they call it a space world theme park in Kitakyushu. Kitakyushu, Japan. And it's called the Aquarium of Ice. And you know what? You're right. I mean, it was literally like one giant sushi roll that these people were like ice skating around. Not to mention the fact Japan's like they're like the second largest consumer of fish in the world.
Right.
I think next to China.
I mean, what was it? Was this a vegan protest? I'm just asking. Now, and I was wondering, now, if they had like, say, we bought 5,000 fish that we caught today and we put them on there and we froze them alive, right? I'm thinking, yeah, it could be problematic, but
that's different.
They bought them. They were already dead from the local fish market. They embedded them into the ice rink, and that was that. They had pictures of other things, too, and maybe that could be good. But they went for it, and obviously it didn't go over that well. Maybe the Japanese people were so upset that they couldn't eat the fish, and that was the complaint. I'm just not sure what happened there ultimately.
Well, they were shocked. The aquarium on ice, or aquarium of ice, they said they were shocked to hear that everybody was complaining because they had like this huge number of visitors for the first two opening weeks. But they started getting all these opinions of people that were just not excited about being surrounded by dead fish. So I don't know. It would be weird. I would have to say, going ice skating and looking down and seeing a bunch of fish frozen in the ice, that would be strange. I don't know that I would look at it as some type of inhumane or disrespectful act, though.
No, I don't know. What else could you bury in the ice that would actually be better than fish in an aquarium? You know, you're swimming over them. I mean, you could do pictures, certainly, but...
Seals?
Seals, yeah, the baby seals. That'll go over well. Oh, we got a humpback whale in here, right?
Okay.
No, that's not going to work well.
I don't know.
Well, on Star Trek.
I've never heard of this type of idea before. I'll give them points for creativity on this. But again, it would be strange. I think if I had a choice between an ice rink that was just ice and one that had dead frozen fish in it, I'd probably pick the one that didn't have the fish, personally.
Yeah.
But
well, any truth to the rumor that the people there, the attendees on the ice skating rink, just got and dug it out with their ice skates and had sushi right then and there?
Yeah, they could have gone and dug a little hole, gone ice fishing.
Ice fishing right there, right? Come on, skate, do a twirl, and do some ice fishing. All right, folks, if you want a comment or question, you know how to do it. Everybody's doing it. Why not you? Right? Everybody's doing it. Go to robertscottbell.com. Call us, 866-939-2355. Go to the notes and say thanks to those who make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And catch up with the archives. We are certainly doing that as well. We'll be back tomorrow with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.